Hi, hello. In this session, we're going to see about how to create a universal apps using Office 365 API. This is about me, Senthamel Selvan, Microsoft MVP on Windows Consumer Apps, and you can follow my Twitter on Altafo. Okay, so in this session, we primarily focus on how to create a universal Windows app. This is the new universal app which runs on all the Microsoft devices. So this session I would discuss more on how to use the Office 365 API to get the detail from Office 365 subscription, especially the mail and the SharePoint content. And I would run through what are the options available, how to authenticate on getting the details as well. Okay, so now let's start creating some sample Office 365 API apps from the universal Windows apps. To create a universal Windows apps, you need to have a template installed on it, which is the universal apps template. Visual Studio 2015 comes with a universal app template. So what I'm going to do is I would create a new, click on project new. You would see universal apps. This is the universal apps which you can see. You have a blank template and the class library template. You can start creating this. So for a sample, I just use Office 365, maybe channel line 365. So I just create a sample channel 90365 Office 365. Click on OK. So what it does is it creates a blank universal apps. Okay. So this is the blank universal app which you can see. It has app.xaml and the main page.xml. XAML. The main page.xaml is like currently it is blank because it doesn't have anything. It's the default template which comes in. Okay, so to create an office or to consume the Office 365 data through your universal apps, you need to connect your apps to the Office 365 account. To connect through it, you can right click on the project and you would see add connected service. So this one gives you a detail on how do you connect to Office 365 API. So if you see here, Office 365 API is there. So the method which we are trying to use now is completely an Office 365 SDK client API, which gives you in-depth or gives you the full object library of your Office 365 API. There is one more option where you can even use Office REST API, which is altogether a different topic, but it uses the complete REST API, the JSON object which it returns in, and you need to parse the JSON to get the detail. But this Office 365 SDK, it returns you the typed Office objects, so it is easy for you to consume in. Okay. So I selected the Office 365 API, configure it. I need to select the domain. Say for example, my domain would be ndm.okay. I click on next. Okay, so it has authenticated, create a new AD, okay. So what it does now is the second step, your Office 365 API can be consumed only if you add your client API to your application. So what does this wizard runs through is it automatically creates a unique GUID for your application and registers it to your Office 365 AD. So it does automatically at the background to you. So you don't have to get the redirect URI of your app. and then submit it to Office 365 AD. So it does automatically to you. So what I do is I create a new entry. Okay, so it has successfully created the API entry. So what I do is I read your calendar access, read contacts, send mail read. So I'm giving full permission to the read and sites. So all the read permission I have, groups I have. Okay, let just finish. So once I click on finish, what it does is it generates your references inside your project to have all the typed object which can be referred in later. So it adds so many references packages. So if you see here on the right side, automatically it adds all the details through your Office 365 API. So this is how it generates your class as well. Basically all are kind of a NuGet package. It goes online, tries to find the reference or the dependency NuGet package and keep adding in whatever the required references for Office 365 API. There are so many references which adds in at the background. You don't have to really think about what are the references to be added. Okay, so it has successfully added in. If you see here, these are the references. Basically, this is the Graph Client API, which is the new API for Office 365. And finally, when it finishes in, it brings back to your in the IE, it opens your sample as well. So you can go through how to create Office 365 API. So all the details are here. Okay. So this is the sample which you can go through. Okay. So if you see here, these are the references it has added to your Office 365 or the Universal app. And it has also added in getting started and all the detail. Okay, so Outlook services, SharePoint, everything is there. So you don't have to reference your objects. Okay, so now if I go back to XAML, so this is the API code which automatically adds in the client API, client ID, it automatically adds in here. Okay, to my domain, so that this app is trusted app. Okay, you can even it adds all the code as well. Okay, so this is how you connect to your Office 365 API. Then later you need to add a code to get the details from Office 365 account. So for sake of time saving, what I've did, I have created a sample O365 sample. It has a model plus your services. Okay, so if you see here in the services, before you connect your Office 365 API and get the detail, you have to get your token and you have to authenticate your Office 365 through your code. So what you should do is you need to have a web account provider. And probably you can just have this code copy pasted from anywhere. So this is a generic code. What it does is it connects to your Office 365 domain and authenticates it based on your email ID and password which you enter in, and it returns the token. That's all. So once the token is returned, based on that token, you need to write your code like the discovery client and then try to identify what is the client code which you want to write in. In this scenario, I have two method. What it does is it gets the email and the files from the SharePoint. So this is the capability discovery code which finds out your my files, and it get all your files from the SharePoint. So if you see here, it iterates through it. This is the ensure file content, which gets your token based on your my files, and from that I try to get all the files from the SharePoint. So once I get the file, I try to bind it to or fill it to my list. This is UI code. Okay, and similarly for the Outlook, I have written an Outlook code to find out the discovery capability discovery for mail. You just change this mail from my files, contact, or whatever the details you want to get in. And based on that, it returns you the token. Once you get that, you just call this one, which returns the my token of the Outlook line. From that, you can read the email. Okay, so you just have to pass which folder it is in and get the email box. And I'm just taking the last 10 email ascending order or descending order and just displaying it. So the good thing about the Office 365 API client is that it's all typed objects. So if you can see here, it's automatically gives you the me, the users, or whatever the Outlook folder which you are interested in. So this is a good advantage of using the client object model. You don't have to worry about like parsing your JSON, unless your REST API model, which returns you the JSON. This gives you an object model where you can immediately parse, and then I just bind it to my own list. So this list is binded to my UI. So I have a simple UI which has, so if you look into it, I have just the list box. Just change it into 50%. If you see here, I just have a list box which lists down all my files. Okay, the image and the file name, just the binding name, and this one shows all the email. Okay, so the mail message list view, I just have the list view with the data template. So the data template which has three rows, so in a row I just show from, to, and the subject. Okay, so I just get all the email and then just bind it to the list. This list shows all your email with the subject, from, to, and the subject. So pretty much this is the straightforward client API call. All you have to do is just, maybe you can just use this method as a generic method to authenticate, get the token, and just make sure that you, whatever the discovery you want to have. So these are all the standard code which you can just, it's available in the net even. You can just copy paste and start using it. Okay, so this sample I've already programmed it. So what I do is I just try to launch it in my mobile right now. And before to that, one more thing you should understand is, whenever you add your connected services through here, whenever you add a connected services to the Office 365 API, it automatically creates your entry here. Okay, so what I do is I just go back to maybe to discover. Okay, so if you go